Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Repetents, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Repetent, and let's do this. In Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe gathers B'nai Yisrael, emphasizing Achdus by addressing everyone from leaders to woodcutters. He warns of galus if they stray from Hashem's mitzvos, but offers hope, sharing in nevuah that even if they're scattered to the ends of the earth, Hashem will bring them back. Moshe reminds them that Torah is accessible and not something distant or impossible to follow. It's within their hearts. Lo niflesi hi mimcha, the lo rechok ahi. He also lays out the ultimate choice, life or death, blessing or curse, urges B'nai Yisrael to bacharta b'chayim. Choose life by following Torah and mitzvos. Parshas Vayelech recounts Moshe's final days. At 120 years old, he steps down, passing leadership to Yehoshua. Moshe completes writing the Torah and hands it to the Levim for safekeeping in the Aron. The mitzvah of Hakel is introduced, where every 7 years during Sukkos, all of Bnei Yisrael gather to hear the Melech read from the Torah, keeping everyone connected to the mitzvos. The Parsha ends with a sobering prediction. B'nai Yisrael will eventually stray from their bris with Hashem. There's comfort too, as Moshe assures them that the Torah will never be forgotten by future generations. Hashem told Moshe and Yeshua to write this all down in a song for B'nai Yisrael to remember, and the song is next week's Parsha, Hazino. Let's move on to a quick part from the Meshech Chachma. Besides for being my favorite Eitan Katz song, Kikar Ve'lacha HaDavar Ma'od reflects a deep wisdom, a truism on the world, that what we need most is very available. And as we move away from necessity, the things become increasingly less available and you gotta work harder to get it. For example, air. We need it all the time. And for the most part, it's free and everywhere. Now take a deep breath to experience this concept in real time. Next is water, which is readily available, but not as available as air, because you can survive 24 hours without drinking, but just a few minutes without breathing, you're gone. Next up is food. It's the next step away from availability. We have to plant or cook or buy it, and we can survive 1 to 2 months without eating. I know that sounds crazy. I just checked it up, and I'm as surprised as you. I did not think we could last that long. Going down the line to luxury items, we don't need them, and they're expensive to get. And it may be a truism, but many of us have got it twisted thinking diamonds and kids in matching outfits are necessities. And I'm not just being mussery here for the sake of musser. This ability to distort is relevant later. And this pattern doesn't just apply to our physical needs. It carries over into how we react to the world around us. Our bodies are wired to respond instinctively to danger. We feel pain, which prompts us to avoid harm, our built-in alert system, and other emotions may be a little bit more elusive. Just talk to most men. And here's where it gets interesting. This idea extends into our hearts and minds. What we truly need is often right in front of us. We naturally gravitate towards justice and recoil from injustice. Take Hillel's timeless wisdom. Ma shesana alecha, al ta'aseh lechavracha. Whatever is distasteful to you, don't do it to your fellow man. When we strip away the distractions of desire and self-interest that cloud our judgment, we unearth a deep-seated love for what is good and a passionate hatred for wrongdoing. It's the same story in the intellectual realm. Certain truths are universally accessible. We recognize, without a second thought, that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, or that a shape can't be a triangle and a quadrilateral at the same time. In our spiritual journeys, Hashem has made some fundamental truths incredibly accessible. The very existence of Hashem and his role as the ultimate source of everything around us are concepts hardwired into the minds of those whose thoughts haven't become distorted. When we return to our roots, untainted by our desires and misconceptions, we can look within ourselves and uncover a treasure trove of wisdom on everything, really. Something beautiful happens within the Jewish neshama, too, when our neshamas are unblemished by superficial stuff. we discover an intense love for Hashem and an eagerness to honor him. This deep connection naturally flows into our observance of the mitzvos that express our love for Hashem. By focusing on what is necessary and what is distant and distracting, we can reassess and tap into the love for Hashem that is etched into our very being, fueling our willingness to serve him wholeheartedly. Ki karov elecha. It really is close. He is really close. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.